No, it's over a year since the recall of nearly 3,500 urology patients for a case review amid concerns over possible misdiagnosis. The doctor at the centre of it, Dr. Michael Watt, has since been temporarily suspended from practice. Yesterday, we reported how a planned update into the recall has been postponed. The update was to be given to politicians and charities. However, in a letter sent to MLAs, the Department of Health Permanent Secretary Richard Pengelly said the briefing plans and publication of the report had been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. I've been speaking to one of Dr. Watt's patients who wants to remain anonymous. She told me about her concerns.
I was treated for two rare brain diseases, which I never had. I received treatment for these rare brain diseases that should never have been done. And I'm gobsmacked at how that there has been nothing done about this.
And when you say you never had it, he did tests on you, presumably.
Yes, so he did. The test went through for the first one. Hashimoto's encephalopathy, went to a hospital in London. They came back negative. 2 years later, he proceeded with this theory and gave me treatment for it. I had a transfusion of antibodies, which I shouldn't have had. Then a few months later, he believed that I had what was called spontaneous intracranial hypotension. This didn't appear on MRIs. The lumbar puncture results afterwards showed that I didn't have it. And he proceeded to do an epidural blood patch on my spine.
And so what happened? Like, what communication was there with you?
I received a letter from the Belfast Trust in December 2017, where the Trust stated that there was an investigation into the epidural blood patch carried out by the Royal College of Physicians. That was the first communication that we had that there was something wrong in relation to Dr. Watt.
But in terms of your diagnosis, did he sit down and explain to you what he was claiming was happening within your body?
Yes, yes. In relation to the spontaneous intracranial hypotension, he told me that sometimes this doesn't appear on the MRIs. I had no reason to question his judgment. He was a highly respected doctor. You know, I just didn't have any reason to doubt him. But it wasn't until I have my medical notes that I was able to go in and have a look through everything. And it showed me there and then that there was never any neurological focal evidence of any of these treatments that he was, any of these diagnoses that he was treating me for.
And what ways that impacted on you?
Psychologically, you can't put into words how this has left us feeling. And it's not just me. There's nearly 4,000 other people out there who have had their world turned upside down.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, 1 year on, there is nothing. We have had no further updates. Yes, okay, they update political parties every few months, but they're treating patients as if they're statistics. We're human beings. Telling the political parties that there has been so many MRIs carried out, so many nerve conduction studies carried out, is simply not good enough. We're human beings, not statistics. We deserve to have answers on how far this investigation is going, what they've found out. But there's nothing. There has been no communication from the Trust at all.
What would you want to know? What would your questions be?
Firstly, they need to be open and transparent about what prompted this recall. Release the findings of the Royal College report, even the recommendations. Even there was an internal review as soon as a GP raised concerns in December 2016. It took them 11 months to contact patients. They'd done an internal review of patients. What was the findings of their internal review before they got the Royal College physicians involved? We deserve answers.
And when they went through your medical notes with you, what did they say to you?
That there was no focal evidence. There was no evidence. And a senior manager in the Trust I had been in contact with from before this story had broken about the neurology recall, she had asked me to keep in touch with her to let her know how the recall appointment had went. And when I told her that everything that Dr. Watt had done on me should not have been done, her response was, oh dear. That's the response that I got. Oh dear.
But you've had an apology, haven't you?
There is a public apology, but upon apology.
But have they met you? Have they met you one on one?
Yes, I attended a meeting with senior management, along with Nicola Mallon. Nicola Mallon has been instrumental in all of this. And they apologised one on one, but an apology isn't really good enough, Stephen.
What do you need?
We need answers. We need them to be open and transparent. Patients have been left to trawl through the media, trawl through Trust Minutes, which, by the way, doesn't give us very much information on what's happening. There's been no interim reports, nothing. They just turn your world upside down and leave you. And I understand that it takes time to carry out investigations. But the only ones that are being open and transparent, in my opinion, have been the inquiry panel. They're the ones that are updating us in every step of the way on what's happening. The trust that there has been nothing, nothing at all. We're not statistics, we're human beings. And we deserve that. We deserve the truth.
Thanks for telling us your story today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the SDLP MLA, Nicola Mallon, listening to this. We've just got a minute before the news, Nicola, but it's shocking when you hear that.
Well, I think that patient summed it up by saying that we're human beings. They're the ones that are doing all the striving to find out the truth. They've been let down and they've been left in the dark, and it's absolutely appalling. I've seen it firsthand, the deterioration, particularly mentally, for some of these patients. They have forwent having children. They have given up their jobs. Their relationships have broken down because they believed that they had a condition and they were being treated for a condition that they never had. It really, really is appalling. And they deserve the truth. And the Department of Health and the Trust need to be open and transparent, communicate and support these patients because they deserve it.
I'm reading the department, the trust statement here. They fully understand the anxiety. They say this patient recall has been a resource intensive exercise. Prime focus of the staff involved has been to ensure that all patients are reviewed in a timely way and to make sure they're receiving the correct care and treatment, they say. Delivering the trust commitment to being open and transparent, every patient reviewed as part of the neurology recall has been told in real time if their diagnosis was changed following any diagnostic tests. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, of course, that's what they're saying. But what they're not telling you is about the women who wanted to have children and put it off on the advice of this doctor. They're not telling you about all the patients who can't sleep at night because they're wondering what their life would have been like if they had had the right treatment and the right diagnosis.
Okay. Nicola, thank you very much indeed. The Belfast Trust, they say, cannot publish the report that they have done. An independent expert review by the Royal College of Physicians followed the patient recall. The Belfast Trust cannot publish this report as it is personal to Dr. Watt. However, we have implemented all actions based on its findings, is what they are saying.